Yeah, I guess it's gonna work. How about that? Sometimes when I first put it on, it'll start hitting that tape, you know, and it messes it up. That's gonna be all right though. Okay, now, what would you call just a? Oh, did you ever have a little thing just made out of boards and chicken wire that you get some of the chickens in? What would you call that? A smaller, not as big as the hen house, but.
Coop.
Okay. And let's see. Oh, when you have fried chicken, what do you call that piece that kids like to get?
That's the pulley bone.
Okay. Which one wins when they pull?
The one who gets the small side.
The second person's told me that. We always played with the one who got the long side won. What do you get if you win?
Nothing. Just saying.
Well, you're not supposed to get anything? I mean,
I never heard of it. I never got anything.
Oh, well.
No, luck. Good luck.
Oh, good luck. Okay.
Good luck.
We got to make a wish. We didn't even get good luck. See, we just got to wish for good luck. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat? The heart and the liver and all that stuff. What do you call all that stuff?
Giblets.
Okay. And what do you call the inside part of a pig or a calf that you can eat?
The liver. Okay. Liver and heart.
Okay. Is there a name for all of it together?
I never heard of it.
Okay. What do you call the inside part of a pig that sometimes you eat and sometimes people stuff sausage in it?
Hog maw.
What is hog maw? I'm not sure. What is that?
It's the stomach of a hog.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's called hog maw.
What did you do with it?
We never eat it.
Oh.
But then there's people who do, because there was a Spanish woman at a grocer, mm-hmm. and I asked her, and she bought one, mm-hmm. and I asked her how she prepared it. And she said that, of course, they're already cleaned mm-hmm. when you buy them. You stuff it with hominy mm. and herbs. I don't know what herbs she used. Mm. She didn't say different herbs. She probably told me, but I don't remember. Mm. And take picks and or skewers, you know, and put it together
mm-hmm.
and simmer it.
Mm-hmm.
Till it's a long time till it's done.
Yeah, I think it'd be a long time.
No, well, I don't think it takes too long to cook till it's tender anyway. And she says it's real good if you like it. I don't know whether I'd like it or not, but I've tried most anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything but rattlesnake. I am not eating any rattlesnake meat.
I have always wanted to try rattlesnake meat.
No, sir, not me. I'm not. I wouldn't taste it for anything fine yet. But somebody put some off on my son. He was at some. Oh, I don't know where he was, but some gathering, and they had rattlesnake meat, and he said, well, I chewed on that stuff and chewed it, and said it was so tough, I just couldn't get it.
I didn't know.
He couldn't masticate the stuff. Uh-huh. He said, I tried it. He didn't know what it was, and they told him it was rattlesnake meat. I said, now, I get anything like that in my mouth, out it comes, I'm not going to keep on trying to eat something that's that tough.
Uh-huh.
But they say in New York and places up there, it's a real delicacy.
Hmm.
And it sells for a good price.
Well,
I'm not eating any of it.
Maybe you better go out and catch some rattlesnakes and sell them.
Those people haven't seen those things like I have.
Yeah. And y'all used to kill them?
We always killed every one of those things we saw. Listen, they would kill your cows if they bit your cows. If they didn't, it would sometimes a leg would almost rot off. They're bad. They're dangerous things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At one time, we found one in our pasture 6 foot long and 4 inches around.
Oh.
4 inches, not around, thick.
Across, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
That was a monster. It was a huge, old, big, black, gray, scaly thing.
Okay. You need